Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters and to all of our listeners out there This is your host Sayyid Mustafa and you are listening to Mafatih al-Hayat The Keys of Life In the show we discuss different aspects from our source book Mafatih al-Hayat written by Ayatollah Javad Amili And the book basically is about how we should be living our lives, the social aspects of our lives. And the book is incredibly specific about many things. The topic that I'll be discussing with you today is an extremely important topic, I would say, probably one of the most important topics that we could potentially discuss. And that is the rights of our believing brothers and sisters, right? The rights of those people who share our faith. We live in a society, and of course, living in a society, we interact with people. It's a given. And Islam places great, great importance on how we interact with people, on the smallest interactions that we have. One thing that should be clarified is there really a difference between our brothers in faith and those who are polytheists, those who are disbelievers? And we have many verses and hadiths which point in this direction. If we look at the Quran, and for example, if we look at verse 18 of Surah Sajda, in this, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ That a believer and a disbeliever, they are not alike, right? They are different. Or somewhere else in the Quran, in Surah Hujurat, in verse 10, God says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً That the believers are brothers of each other. Similarly, there's other verses as well which point in this direction. In another hadith, for example, Imam Ali was asked, you know, please tell us about our believing brothers. You know, what are they like, for example? And in this hadith, Imam Ali said that there are two type of believers, those that you can trust and those that you can't trust. So we're not just saying that we're only looking at believers and disbelievers, but we're also looking at believers. And here Imam Ali said that, you know, those believers that you can trust, they're really rare. And you should really, you know, try to be with those people and take care of them. But those that you can't trust, you know, there are going to be a lot of those people out there. And what you want to do with those people is still be nice to them. You know, even if they're pretending to be nice to you, you still want to be nice with them in society. So that was a little bit of discussion about the fact that, you know, there is this difference of view of how we look at a believer and a disbeliever. And before we actually jump into even more practical discussion, there's also this, we have to understand that we actually share something with our brothers in faith, right? We all share the same benchmark, the same standard. We all share our belief in God, the Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt, and this is what we are rallying around. I would like to continue this discussion right after the break.
Ayatollah Javadi Amili, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات The Keys of Life
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماز این قصاب داره فرون روزون است
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So, dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to The Keys of Life, and we're discussing the rights of our brothers in faith. And the need for this is extremely important, right? Because the need for unity around the things that we believe in, we should be united. And in this regard, we also have many sayings from the Prophet and, you know, verses of the Quran which say, do not disunite. You know, your hearts should be united. God will protect you. He will unite your hearts. Apart from this, I think it's easy to understand that we're human beings. We require social interaction. We have social needs. This is something that we understand maybe on, you know, on an inner level. And also now, even from a psychological point of view, we all understand the need of socializing. We have to also understand that Islam is not just an individualistic religion, right? Islam is a very sort of societal, it's a religion where we're recommended to meet up in the mosque, you know, we're recommended to invite each other to our homes. We're always supposed to be involved in each other's lives. However, this involvement has to be dictated by certain rules and principles. And those are the rules and principles that we want to really get into. The other thing I want to point out is that, you know, people are attracted to societies where the rights of people and justice is upheld, right? Those are the societies that we're all attracted to. Those are the type of societies that we want to live in. However, this can only really be done if we too are practicing those rights, if we too are upholding justice in society. It cannot be done, you know, if we can't really expect this from others and not really do this ourselves. So it's important to learn what those rights are, and Islam places such importance on this topic that we really need to learn about it. So with this regards, some of the hadiths that we find from the Prophet, some of the narrations, for example, it says that, you know, a believer's hands and tongue, they protect another Muslim. You know, a Muslim should not do treason against another Muslim. And then, you know, it goes on to talk about the rewards of this behavior, the rewards that come from helping others. Another hadith which points to this says that if a believer goes to sleep and in their heart they have a grudge, they have negative feelings towards another brother or sister, then their sleeping and waking become a cause of God's wrath and anger. And God's wrath and anger doesn't go away until they ask for forgiveness. We're told we shouldn't cause any harm towards another believer. We shouldn't lie. We shouldn't break our promises. So all of these things tell us how important these interactions can become. Now, some of the benefits that come out of this, right? There are many, many benefits. One of the benefits that we're told about, which I found interesting, is that if we help each other, if we uphold these rights for each other, then we become mustajab ad-dua, which means that God starts accepting our prayers. And, you know, when I read this part in the book, it really reminded me of a story that my dad used to tell me about this person that lived in their neighborhood. People from pretty much, you know, all across town from different cities would come to this person to have him pray for them, because when he would pray, his prayers would be accepted. And my dad said, you know, what made this person so unique, right? One thing was that this person was extremely honest. This person would never refuse to help anyone. Anyone that would come to his door, he would, for example, help them in any way that he could, whether that would be financially, whether that would be with food. The other thing that this person did for the city, he had built 3 schools in the city, and he was helping educate some of the poorest kids off that city. That's all the time we have for today's episode. In coming episodes, we'll be discussing some more practical tips on how we should be interacting in society. Thank you so much for listening. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.